Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on announcement regarding creation of India's own foundational model of artificial intelligence, AI. The participants are Abhishek Singh, Additional Secretary, Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, and Niharika Bhuvania, Anchor.
AI is the talk of the town wherever one goes, with the India AI mission taking center stage now. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, while briefing the media today, said that India will create its own foundational model of AI in the coming months, which will be able to compete with the world's best model. He also highlighted the progress of the India AI mission, which has already far surpassed its initial graphics processing unit or GPU targets. This evening on Spotlight, in the context of that, we are joined by Abhishek Singh, Additional Secretary, Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology. Welcome to Spotlight, Mr. Singh.
My pleasure.
Mr. Singh, could you give us an overview of the India AI mission, which, as we understand, has a financial outlay of roughly ₹10,300 crores. And one of the major objectives is giving a push to India's AI ecosystem. So how is the ecosystem really being imagined here?
Like India AI mission, as you rightly said, was approved by the government last year in March of 2024 with an outlay of 10,372 crores. And the objective was to address the gaps that exist in India's AI ecosystem. And to identify the gaps, as per direction of the Honorable Prime Minister, METI has set up like 6 working groups. And these working groups comprised of industry experts, startups, academia, researchers, entrepreneurs. And then they went into all the aspects of what all India needs to do better so that we can take advantage of the emerging AI economy. So based on the reports that the working group submitted, the India AI mission was conceptualized and it was sought to be implemented over 7 pillars. All the 7 pillars actually address all the possible issues that India needs to take to become a powerful AI nation. So the 7 pillars, briefly, I will just mention. The first and foremost bottleneck or gap that everybody had identified was that lack of access to compute. It was felt that in the first pillar, India would make available 10,000 GPUs that can be used by startups and researchers, academia, industry for building AI applications. So that was the first pillar. The second pillar related to making available data set. Like, how do we ensure that data sets that are required for training for models or building AI applications are made easily available? So under that, India Datasets platform is being built up. The third pillar related to, of course, developing applications for in various sectors. So the idea was to build 25 applications which can be scaled up and deployed across the countries. Under this pillar, we actually invited solutions against problem statements across 5 themes, 14 problem statements. We got more than 900 applications from startups and industry, and they have been currently being evaluated in 3 domains. We already completed the evaluations. 18 solutions have been identified for funding. The fourth pillar related to skilling. How do we ensure that we retain advantage in skilling and build future skills in our workforce and students? So under that, we are providing fellowships to BTech students, undergrad students, master's students, and research scholars. And we are also setting up data labs across the country to train youth in data science, data analytics, and data annotation. The fifth pillar related to startup financing. How do you provide funding support to startups at all stages of their evolution? Pre-seed funding, seed funding, as also like funding for mature startups. For that, we are working with incubators and accelerators and also setting up a fund of funds to provision funding for startups. The sixth pillar related to building an Indian foundational model, with currently all the foundational models which are there are trained in the West, except for DeepSeek, which has recently come build an open source model trained in China. But again, none of them are an Indian foundational model. So we wanted to, India AI foundational model pillar seeks to provide funding support to startups and to researchers for training a model with Indian data sets in the Indian context. Towards this objective, Honorable Minister launched call for proposals for building a foundational model. So that's the sixth pillar. And the seventh, the last but not the least, is the safe and trusted pillar under India AI mission, which seeks to work with researchers and academic community to build tools and frameworks for ensuring development of safe, responsible, ethical AI solutions. So there are several 8 projects have been taken up under this pillar for ensuring that any AI application that is developed can be tested for algorithmic bias, can be tested for ensuring that they are fair, they are not relating to any misinformation. So those tools are currently being developed in partnership with academic institutions. So this, in a nutshell, is the 7 pillar approach towards the India AI mission.
Very well. I think that makes the picture quite clear. So I would like to hold on to 2 terms before I can move on to other things. One is open source and one is foundational model. So for ease of understanding, can you just deconstruct these two terms for us?
The foundational model is the core of generative AI. Like when we use any AI application, they kind of at the back end, they use the foundational model on the basis on which the AI model works. So like, for example, when we use ChatGPT, we are using the foundational models which have been developed by OpenAI. Similarly, Google has its own foundational model, Gemini. On Meta has its own foundational model called Llama 3. Then Anthropic has a foundation model called Claude. There are companies like X, which was henceforth known as Twitter. They have a foundation model called Grok. And then France has a foundation model called Mistral. And lately, China has come out with its foundation model called DeepSeek. So what foundational model does is that they kind of design the Gen AI platform, which can be further fine-tuned, and inferencing can be done for building applications on top of it. So of these foundation models, some of them are proprietary and some of them are open source. Those which are proprietary are commonly known, the ChatGPT is a proprietary, wherein the source code is not known to it anyone. Llama 3 of Meta is an open source. Open source means that the software code is there for anyone to see and understand how the model works. Mistral from France is also open source, where the software code is available for anyone to see and use and modify and further build upon it. Similarly, the DeepSeek, which China launched this month only, is also an open source model. So there's a big debate between proprietary models and open source models. Some people feel that building open source models can lead to safety risks if it falls in hands of people who make use of those models in unethical way. But there are many who think that building open source model helps in driving innovation and helps in ensuring that better models are built. And if you look at what has happened, the way DeepSeek has built an open source model and brought the cost of building a model down drastically. As per reports, DeepSeek spent only less than $6 million to train their models as compared to $100 million by ChatGPT and Google and Microsoft. So that way, building an open source model has proven to be more useful and more kind of relevant for many, many people. This is basically what foundational models are and what open source is.
Right. And with now India planning its own large language model, which essentially would mean that, you know, the model can understand and generate human language. And also, I would like you to talk about the role of graphics processing units or GPUs here. So in this entire context of the large language model, what role would public-private partnerships play in this respect? And, you know, from what we also know, the government has selected about 10 companies that will supply 18,693 GPUs for the purpose.
Government had floated a request for empanelment for providing GPUs of all kinds, and the RFE was designed in such a way that those who come L1, those who quote the lowest price, they get automatically empaneled, and rest of the bidders, if they match the L1 cost, they also get empaneled. From what we believe and what we are hearing is that almost all the bidders will kind of apply for empanelment and will be able to get 18,693 GPUs. GPUs are graphical processing units, which are the core, they are the compute that is required for running an AI application or training an AI model. And very often it has been said that because India did not have sufficient GPUs, we were not able to kind of move forward on development of AI-based applications and models. So now that this GPU problem is solved, we hope that there will be many more engineers, students, startups, researchers who will be working on training models and building AI-based applications.
Understood. So let me now quickly get to one of the pillars of the India AI mission, which is the common compute facility for researchers to have easy access to this computing power. So do you want to also quickly talk to us about that?
Common compute pillar is the GPU pillar that we are talking about. So under the common compute pillar, it was envisaged that we will, under the India AI mission, will get around a minimum of 10,000 GPUs, which can be used by researchers and entrepreneurs and startups and students for training models and building AI applications. So under this pillar only, we took up the empanelment of service providers for providing AI cloud services. And we have kind of got offers from 10 bidders for being empaneled as for providing compute services for around 18,693 GPUs, which include both almost 15,000 high-end GPUs like H100s, H200s, AMD 300X, AMD 325X.
Understood. And I think in this respect, it's also time to hear what the minister said today while briefing the media.
All of you know, our Prime Minister's economic thinking is very inclusive economic thinking. Every program that he has created has basically been for the benefit of all the citizens of India. And in the same spirit, the India AI mission has also been working on that spirit. And it was approved by the Honorable Prime Minister in March 2024. And in a very short time frame, starting August 2024, we have created the first important important biggest pillar of this India AI mission, that is the common compute facility. So this is a very important common compute facility which has got created as a part of the India AI mission, and that shows our Prime Minister's commitment to democratize technology.
And with that, let me also quickly get to the next pillar which you had mentioned right in the beginning, which is inviting applications or proposals from startups and also AI startup financing. So from what is known, so far about 18 application level solutions have been selected for the first round of funding. For anybody who's in the startup space, specifically AI startups, would you want to give them more details about this?
Under the application developer initiative, the intent was to build 25 applications which can be rolled out across the country. And the intent was to build applications in priority sectors like agriculture, healthcare, education. So what we did was that we launched an application innovation challenge for AI applications in five themes, and we gave 14 problem statements. The five themes that were given included climate change, agriculture, healthcare, governance, and learning disabilities. And again, these five themes, we got more than 900 applications, which are currently being evaluated by the jury. For the three themes, we have completed the evaluations, and 18 startups and their solutions have been shortlisted for funding. What will happen is that they will get the initial round of funding, and they'll be required to build the prototypes, which will again further be assessed. And out of the prototypes, out of these 18, 9 of them will get further funding. And then they will be required to build the full-scale model. And they will be given some time to build the full-scale model. And when they build the full-scale model, they will get under each theme, one solution will get the funding of almost 1 crore. And then the solution will also be kind of given to the concerned domain ministry for scaling it up and deploying across the country. So that would again create value. So if we are able to select a solution in healthcare, for example, for diagnosing tuberculosis using X-ray images, or if we are able to build up an application which can assist a farmer in deciding his farming practices, then those solutions will not only get funding from India AI mission, but they will also get an opportunity to be deployed that will result in further benefits for the startup which have developed these solutions. So the other two themes are currently under evaluations, and after that we'll be coming up with the more themes and more innovation challenges. So those startups who are wanting to work in this space, they will have a great opportunity to participate in this application innovation challenge and submit their solutions for development.
Right, and I think that opens up a world of possibilities and helps us understand better where we stand in terms of AI and what the India AI mission really is for the people of India. Thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Singh. It's been a lovely conversation indeed. Thank you so much for spending your time with us.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on announcement regarding creation of India's own foundational model of artificial intelligence, AI. The participants were Abhishek Singh, Additional Secretary, Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, and Niharika Bhuvania, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 92890-94044.
Spotlight.